Tonight is traditionally our night of prayer on Mondays, and so that will be our focus tonight. As we begin, we can already begin our focus and our thoughts in that direction, that God would bring us faith. Our prayers are not in vain. They're not empty as we come looking to Jesus. And so we want to come even now, turning our thoughts that way. There are needs, great needs in our lives. I know that. I don't know all of your story. I know a few. But I know we need God. I know we need His help. We need His intervention in all sorts of areas. In our spiritual walk, we need God's grace. We need Him to do an inward work in us. And there are other things in our lives that weigh on us. Maybe you're here tonight with a physical need. You need healing. Maybe someone in your family does. Maybe it's relationships that are stressed or even broken, and you need God to bring restoration there. Maybe it's for unsaved loved ones. So many needs that are represented. But God is able to meet those needs, and He's able to do more than we can imagine He would do, more than we can even ask. And we started a week ago, last Monday night, our first night together, that I was here anyway. And we considered that, what are the things that we can ask God for with boldness? And some of you, I know, throughout the week have been praying that. But we want to believe God. He told us to come and ask and not hold back in our asking. I believe that God is honored, God is blessed when we ask Him in faith for big things. I know it's that way with us. Most of us, I think, feel the same. When somebody comes to you and asks you for something that's big, there's a little bit of a sense like, they really think I could do that? they have that much faith in me that I could accomplish this? Whatever that might be. And I think as we come to God with things that on earth might seem impossible, that take great measure of faith. Jesus honored that on earth, right? When he spoke about those, I've not seen such great faith in all of Israel. I've not seen this expression of faith, and he healed people based on their expression of faith and their words of faith or their acts of faith that would draw near to him. And I believe God will do that tonight. God honors our faith, and he is blessed when we come with anticipation, believing that he can and will do things that in this realm is impossible. And so we want to do that tonight. And we want to encourage and hold one another up. Some of you have come here tonight with no faith. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying you're just in a place where you don't have it. You don't have it in you to ask. You've been hurt. You're struggling. The trials are so great. You're in the shadows in a dark valley. And you don't even know how to pray. Sometimes you feel like you can't even pray. These things happen in our lives. But we have examples throughout Scripture and throughout history where others have carried those who can't carry themselves. Others have been in faith when others didn't have faith for themselves, when others felt like they couldn't pray, when others felt... We heard this morning, we lost our song. We lost our faith. We couldn't pray. We didn't feel God. We didn't lose faith in God. We didn't run away from God. But it was such a time where we just felt so far from God that we couldn't even pray. We were so heaped in trouble. Maybe that's you tonight. Or maybe it's the person sitting next to you, and we want to pray for one another and believe together for those who maybe can't. So let's come expecting tonight that God will do what he's promised to do, that God would do impossible things, maybe things we've prayed about for a long time and we're still waiting for an answer. Maybe tonight is a night God will bring that answer to us. And so let's begin already now to look to the Lord in that way. Father, I pray you would encourage us tonight. You would increase our faith tonight. You would give us hearts, Lord, of expectation. We pray, Lord, that you would break down every barrier. We pray you'd break down every work of the enemy tonight. We pray, Lord, if there may be battles, and we know that there are in the heavenlies and spiritual forces, Lord, we will stand together in prayer that your will would be done tonight. God, we pray that there would be breakthroughs. Yes. And so we commit this evening to you, Lord Jesus. We pray above all, Lord, would you draw us to yourself? You let us know your presence in a greater way. Speak to our hearts, we pray. Lord, in all these things, we pray that you would be blessed. You would be honored and glorified. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Hymn number 299, the red hymnal. Oh, how sweet the glorious have a full orchestra here. So why don't we have a verse with our instruments, please? Praise you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Lord Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Testimony that would encourage us and increase our faith. Something God has done for you. An answer to prayer. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. We're always happy, thankful when we have other ministers that are able to come through camp. And be part of the ministry here. And so Brother Dan Schreck, his wife, Sister Sarah are here, and a lot of the family. Are all of your family here?
No.
They're on their way at some point, but through the summer you'll see them. And Brother Dan ministers at the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church, is at our mother church, that many of the other, all of the other church fellowships were birthed out of. And so we're thankful, Brother Dan, that you're here. I asked him if he would share tonight, and then we'll be going to prayer afterwards.